All right, welcome. This is Matt Barbie with Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition. And again, this is where we dig into what success means for us in all areas of life as business owner dads. And we've got Dan Greiner here with Full Circle Placements and GigMe. And tell me a little bit more about what you do again, Dan. What are those businesses?
Yeah, so the first business that I had started about 3 years ago now is Full Circle Placements. And mm-hmm. Full Circle Placements is a full service recruiting firm that basically specializes in the financial services industry. We do handle things outside the industry whenever we have a client who needs an HR person or an accountant or something like that. But a lot of the times we're working on operations roles
right.
for financial services companies. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. And then the GigMe?
Yeah. So GigMe is a an app that I needed. And I was just like, I have to go after this. And basically, initially, what I wanted to create is an on-demand platform where I could post what I need done for my small business, and it would connect me with a college kid who could drop everything and come help me at the touch of a button. Because, you know, initially I own a recruiting firm and I couldn't find a college kid just to come help
right.
me make an Excel spreadsheet. So I'm like,
right.
what? You know, if I can't do it and I search for people on a daily basis, I'm sure this challenge is everywhere. And then at the same time, I had a couple of other things in my life that happened. Little things like my lawnmower broke.
right.
Where it was like, I need a college kid. And then all of a sudden it was, I need a handyman, you know? And, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to hire out a job, like change a ceiling fan, right?
Right.
A lot of contractors won't deal with it because it's such a small margin and it's such a small job that they're like, I have a bathroom to remodel.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So it was one of those things where, why can't people just post something and get help at the touch of a button? And so that's why I created GigMe. And ever since, you know, I'm happy that I did. Actually, the other day I was super sick and I had somebody deliver me some Gatorade.
Nice. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just really anything that you need done that's small enough for a college kid or a handyman to get done
yeah.
around the house. And, you know, it's been beneficial for me because I don't have time for a lot of the stuff around the house right now. And
right,
it's been
right.
beneficial for my business, too, because sometimes I just need somebody for a day or maybe 2 days. So
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's huge. Probably for the listener audience, most of them are probably pulling up the app right now. Is it on Android and iPhone?
Yeah. So we launched April of this year.
Okay.
So April 2018. And then we were only on iOS because we kind of wanted to test it. Like, is this thing going to work? And
right.
that was expensive enough to build.
Okay.
Right. So once we started to see repeat customers and everybody was happy and we were getting good reviews and things like that, we went ahead and built out the Android. And we've only been on Android since early October. So,
okay. yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a month. But
yeah.
I think today, actually.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I was actually just thinking about a client who was going through a busy period, and I'm slapping my head now, you know, smacking myself in the face, you know, because I should have told her to download GigMe. So
yeah.
now that's what I'm going to do as soon as we get off of here.
Yeah, no, it's great. We actually, we have everything. Right now we have a really strong IT guy who he wants to start a business in the future. Right now it's a side hustle for him.
Yeah.
But he's picked up 3 or 4 gigs off of GigMe, you
nice.
Know, just to start building that client base,
yeah.
things like that. So, I mean,
yeah.
computer repair, college, it's becoming very broad and we do need to bring it in. But for now, it's pretty fun to watch, you know, and just to see somebody posted, hey, can you watch my chickens while I'm out of town? You
right,
know? So, I mean, it's
right.
just like right now it's it's crazy, but it's fun. And, you know, I'm excited for the future of it because I think that it's going to help a lot of people. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting you said how things are kind of expanding and growing. I mean, because sometimes oftentimes we create things in business. We think that they're a good idea, but really the key to long-term success is actually watching how the market responds
right.
and how they interact with it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, my strategy, you know, from the get-go is basically, let's make this super broad. Let's see. And we're water, right? And
right,
whatever
right.
the market determines.
Like Bruce Lee.
That we are. Yeah, yeah. whatever the market says that we should be, we
right.
will be. But
right.
we need time to figure out. We need time and data and things like that to figure out what our niche is really going to be. And, you know,
yeah.
maybe it's delivering balloons to children's birthday parties. I don't know.
Right, right.
But, you know, that's just, maybe that's what we become. We're the app to deliver balloons, you know.
Right,
and we
right.
don't know that yet. But I knew that there was a need for people on demand, and
yeah.
So I just had to create it, and it's been a journey. I've learned so much. So that's probably the best thing about it so far. So
that's great. I mean, Uber was just is a very simple concept. People needed a ride,
right?
Right, and so they needed to reach out to somebody very quickly, very easily with their phone,
right?
Not necessarily making a call for a taxi service, or and you know, who knows how close a taxi is, depending on where you're at. And so, so I mean, you're just like, well, hey, I mean, people have other problems that they need to resolve.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And as a business owner, you know, you get the, I don't have time for this. I'm willing to pay somebody else to do it. Cause,
Yeah. I mean, if you look at your time and, you know, if I'm spending my time on something that costs less than, you know, what I know I can make on an hourly rate from a business standpoint.
Right.
It's smart to delegate that out. Right.
So, exactly.
You know, a lot of the stuff, it's nice to have a solution to find somebody at the touch of a button. So
yeah, no kidding. So now with all that time that you have now, what?
it would be great if I was just a customer. We're constantly going. We do so much work to make it simple for the customer. They don't see the behind the scenes things that we deal with on a daily and weekly basis that are the headaches, right? And it's like, I just want to deliver an unbelievable customer experience because we're so new. And so the only way we're going to work is if, you know, one customer tells at least two people,
right.
We can only do that if we deliver an awesome experience. So, you know, I'm texting people, making sure things are done, and I'm doing things that don't scale right now. And, you know, I'm doing everything I can. If the app crashes, we're handling things manually. I mean, it's crazy and it's a lot of work and it's a grind, but it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
So it has taken up quite a bit of time though.
So, yeah, cause you've got one, you know, the full circle placements, recruiting and all that that you're running. Plus you're trying to build this up, which is still kind of new.
Right.
So, you know, it can be, especially as men, you know, I've talked about this before, but, you know, we often have been taught by society that kind of our value is our business, our professions and whatever. And so you want to see it be successful. How do you make sure that you're also taking care of your family, that stuff is not falling to the wayside?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, family is number one, no matter what, you know, and, you know, I love building the business and I love grinding it out and things like that. But at the end of the day, like, I do it all for them.
Right.
So, you know, my wife stays at home. We have three little ones and under 8 years old, you know? So it's like, we're super busy on that front too. And, sometimes it's tough to, help out as much as I wish I could. But at the same time, you know, I'm hoping to build a better future for them.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I mean, I definitely delegate time, you know, strictly like, hey, I'm turning off the phone, I'm hanging out with the kids, things
That's
like
great.
That.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's been great because we have three little ones, so I get to go do a lot of fun activities, you know?
Right, right.
But yeah, the goal is to give them the best opportunities possible. So
sure. Now, is your wife also an entrepreneur? Is she a stay-at-home mom? Does she have a job somewhere else? Does she just do random things on GigMe?
Well, she did the chicken watching gig. So
she did. Okay.
Yeah. So my wife was a vet tech with the Humane Society of Missouri prior to staying at home, and you know, she has a small business.
Okay.
It's a pet sitting business.
Oh, great.
I'll plug it. Love for Paws Pet Care. But, you know, she is not trying to expand it. Because I've talked to her. I'm like, hey, you could hire some people. You could do all these.
Right.
People really like using her because she is that. She has that value add of being a vet tech that's registered.
Oh, yeah.
She keeps up with her. You know, she gives shots to diabetic animals, things like that.
That's
things
great.
That maybe a normal... you know, pet sitter might not be able to do. And so people enjoy having somebody that's knowledgeable, and they'll call her and ask her questions. Hey, my pet's sick. Should I, you know what I mean? So there's that value add there. But I think for her, it's, I just want to make some extra money to buy the kids clothes. You know, I don't want to blow this thing up and go, you know, and franchise or anything crazy. I think that she gets to a point where she has her client base and, that's about as big as she wants to get. So make a couple extra bucks and then be able to spend time with the kids and go to their, you know, school parties and things like that. That's her main focus.
Right. Especially now at this time in their lives.
Yeah. The other day she had like two parties to go to plus three dog walk. You know, it's like you're amazing, you know.
Yeah. You know, and you can't always just bring the dogs to the party, right? It's just, no, that's not how that normally works. Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. So she stays really, really busy well.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So what kind of things do you guys do for fun around here in St. Louis?
Yeah. So you know, we try to do something every weekend with the kids. But we start recycling, you know, going to veggie house, things like that. And they're so young that it's not like we could go for bike rides through Forest Park or anything on a, you know, they're so young that we always play it by ear and see what events are coming up and things like that. But we just try to do stuff that's fun with them.
Yeah.
You know, my son plays soccer, my daughter does dance, you know, and then my other daughter's too young to do. Well, actually she did start dance, like last week. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we do those things, but then we also just try to see what's going on. And you know, my biggest thing about being a dad is I love giving the kids new experiences to see if it's something that they enjoy or something that they don't like. And just being a part of watching them see something for the first time is very cool. And so I always look for things that are different that they may have never done before.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of times it's the Magic House and Grant's Farm. So
right. Those are good de facto.
We're a member at Grant's Farm. So.
Yeah. We're members of Botanical Garden.
Okay.
Yeah. My family really likes to go there. My eldest, she likes to like take pictures and whatnot, and then
that's cool.
The 4-year-old, she just likes to smell flowers. So.
Everybody's got a hobby.
Right. So that's great. So you guys are Grant's Farm a lot. How do you manage on the weekends? Because I mean, I'm sure that even with Gig Me, it's a 24/7 kind of thing. So how do you make that work?
Yeah. So sometimes it's stressful. A few weeks ago, for example, we went out on, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's this little train.
Okay.
it just goes like back and forth. It's really cool. I mean, it's a little train, but you can ride it. I can ride it.
All right.
The kids can ride it. I'll have to get the name
of it. That sounds like fun. Yeah, definitely.
And people listening, I'm sure they'll know what it is.
Right. The little train.
You know, and I'm on the train and we're having fun. The kids are loving it. And, you know, I'm getting emails and issues are coming up. And that gets stressful, right? Because it's like I'm with them right now and I can't.
I
sometimes it's like, what do I do? But I mean, for me, it's making sure I take some time, turn everything off, and if issues come up, I can deal with them a little bit later, you know. But we're in startup stage too, so there's a lot of attention that's needed there. Luckily, a lot of this stuff I can do from my phone. You know, making sure just to put time aside just for them
is
key. So
do you have somebody that, I mean, it's still early stage, but you know, you've got the IT guy and you've got some other people that are kind of doing some work for you. Do you just kind of let them know, hey, for this time block, I'm not going to be available. I really need you to take care of these things. Or do you really have anybody that can do that yet in your business?
Yeah. For the app, I don't. I have a CTO and a CMO, and we're so small, it's funny to like say right?
Well, you know, but it's good.
But
you got vision.
Yeah, and so, you know, they help in those categories, and, you know, I'm operations basically right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can definitely send over some stuff like, hey, the app is crashing, what's going on?
Right.
And he can, you know, Blake, he can help with those pieces. But a lot of the stuff, I mean, and it's small stuff. It's stuff that if it doesn't get fixed right now, I can make it right tomorrow, you know, and so it works out.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, you know, you've got family and you've got business, like ultimately, and you said that you do, you know, your business kind of for the family. So looking at the family and how they kind of things that they seem like they want to do, like your wife, I mean, a lot of people talk about travel and they'll travel the world. Like, so ultimately when you kind of reach that highest level of success, what does that look like for you and your family?
Yeah. I mean, first success, like for me is adding as much value to the world as I can.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if there's any way to integrate my children down the road into the businesses and kind of set them up yeah. with careers. You know, I don't want to just hand
balloon
them everything.
Delivery, right?
I'm not yeah. just going to say, here you go. Welcome. You know, they're going to have to work for it. But, you know, for me, it's success is just providing them the best life possible. And let's say I do exit one day and life's gravy. I think, you know, I don't know what that looks like because I can't okay. even put myself there yet. Yeah. You know, I just, but I think that, you know, being around the family a lot more, yeah. you know, is probably going to be key in bringing the, you know, like if we can travel, great. If, you know, if we can't, then great.
Right,
you know,
right.
just spending time with them, I think is key. So.
Has your wife expressed like wanting like a pet adoption agency or this like
yeah,
building
so
a
Yeah, so actually she'd really like to have a farm.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, so we have chickens. We
yeah.
we have a pig. But we don't have a farm.
Oh, I'm sure your HOA loves that. Yeah,
yeah, actually, the neighbors do. They love it. They come
That's
over.
Good.
They feed the pig. You know, the pigs eat anything, and they'll feed it, you know, fruit or whatever.
Right,
and they want
right.
to see the chickens, and they get free eggs. So, you
oh,
know,
go.
We kind of have to buy them off a little
right,
bit.
Right, bribe them a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
that's
hey,
good.
Don't call the, you know, county. But, you know, I think that for her, you know, if she could take some animals in, like for example, the pig we got was a mini pig, right?
Right.
It was a great idea at the time, and it's no longer mini because there's no such thing as a mini pig. And we kind of knew that going in. Like she
yeah.
knew, like, hey, this thing isn't going to stay small forever. Even though that they sell people on the, hey, have a mini pig, it's really cool, and pigs are very smart.
Yeah.
And so like if we had more space, there's so many people that they get a mini pig, they think it's cool. And then they're like, oh, I can't do this anymore. And then they just get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like if we could take on some animals and things like that, I think she would enjoy that a lot. So
that's great. That's great. Yeah. My wife has kind of expressed a similar desire to have like kind of a farm and just rescue animals. And,
yeah. Yeah. I mean,
right.
you know, that was her thing is she never really wanted to work at a vet.
Yeah.
She always wanted to work at a shelter. You
yeah.
know? And so she definitely cares about animals a lot. And so I think that
right.
for her, you know, if I could give her something like that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. 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 Be able to take and expand upon what she's doing now and give her that farm.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll build a driving range on one side.
Right.
That's
right.
where I'll be.
So, you know, you got the kid, you know, your children, they're all under 8 right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all kind of have some different interests and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
but you know, you got some of the de facto places that you go. So you said you kind of want to be able to give them a good life. Now I've heard some people, they kind of plan for it when the kids grow older, they want to they want to make sure that they work kind of outside the business so that they get some other experience, some other places,
yeah.
and then maybe kind of bring them back in when it's time. Kind of like, what if you looked into that crystal ball?
Yeah, I mean, for me, giving my kids opportunity isn't necessarily, hey, come work at my business. Maybe
right.
my daughter wants to be a ballerina, like a legit one in
yeah.
New York or something, you know, and being
that
able to
money.
Yeah, exactly.
It does, yeah,
you know, and so
classes.
Being able to give her the right resources and opportunities to achieve her goals.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really wanting to do. You know,
yeah.
it's not necessarily like, hey, I'd really like you to be a part of what I'm doing, and if they want to, yeah, that's a bonus for me, but that might not be in their bet. You know, that might not be the
right.
thing that they're most interested in. And so, whatever it is, you know, live out their dreams. I think that's important.
I really like what you said there because, you know, sometimes we, you know, we build a business and that's another baby, right? And then
right.
we think, well, naturally the kids are going to want to take it over. But I've talked with a lot of folks where it's like, the person that they thought was going to take over because
yeah.
you know they seem like they have the best person, it just doesn't work out.
Right.
But if you kind of shift that focus a little bit and just try to really take the time to understand what the kids like, and
yeah,
I like what you also said that you give them different opportunities to see what they like rather than, you know, trying to live vicariously through them. Like if you're
right.
a big soccer player.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I play competitive golf still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, I brought my daughter out to a golf course, and she picked up some feathers, and you know, it wasn't right. My thing. You know what I mean? Like, hey, here's a feather. I'm like, don't touch that, please.
Right. Here's some sanitizer. But
yeah. So you know, it is. It's just giving them the right opportunities to do things that they love, and you know, and try to guide them on the right path. Because even if you look at businesses, you know, when you have a second generation owner or a third generation owner, the failure rates actually go through the roof once you get, you know, I mean, when you pass a business down, you're more likely to the children who take it over are more likely to fail.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, at least in research, I can't cite that right now, but
right. What, you know, what website do you see that on Facebook? No. But,
but I mean, I read a lot about it just because I always had the thought, right?
Yeah. So, well, they typically don't necessarily have the same passion for it as you did.
Right.
And a lot of them kind of see it. I mean, if they have seen you kind of struggle throughout the years, and it's not quite, you know, not quite providing that wonderful lifestyle that we want, then they kind of get a little bit opposed to it sometimes too,
because
they just don't understand what you were trying to build long term, and so it just looks like a lot of work, and you know, a lot of kids don't like a lot of work early on in life.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the goal for me is to show them what I do and see if they like it.
Yeah.
And if they do, great. If they're like, no, I want to be a ballerina.
Right.
Okay, well, let's put a plan in place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, again, I love that because it's meeting them where they're at. And sometimes we forget about that. Our priorities for our business. I mean, you know, my 13-year-old right now, she has no desire for, you know, starting a business or anything like that. You know, she was talking about wanting to do more babysitting. I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe we could put some ads out here. And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, then
I did the same thing with my daughter. So we get a lot of eggs. We probably get between 5 and 10 eggs a day.
Right.
At home. And so I was like, you have a whole new niche right here. Instead of the lemonade stand, I'll build you this
egg stand
you know, and everybody on the block can come buy eggs from you. And she's like, no, I'll just like walk them over and give them to them for free. All right.
Well, you know, a really, very philanthropic spirit she's got there.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
So
we've got a few minutes left. I mean, we kind of hit upon some things, but, you know, I always like to give our listeners some additional resources to make their lives better so that they can spend their time and their money more wisely to be able to take care of their family. And you've got kind of two businesses. We've talked about GigMe. You were an entrepreneur and you realized you needed something like GigMe. And then you've got Full Circle Placements, which these days recruiting is one of the most painful processes that businesses are going through right now. So, I mean, just as an entrepreneur to an entrepreneur, you know, kind of like how can they leverage these things maybe in their life to make their lives a little bit easier to focus on family and all the other things that are important?
Yeah. I mean, recruiting is not necessarily easy, but it's not necessarily hard because, you know, the skill set, and maybe it's because I've done it so long, is, you know, I could teach anybody the skill set. In my opinion, I could teach a lot of people the skill set.
Right.
But the problem is that if you're running a business or you're running a team or whatever it is, finding time to recruit good people, I mean, you can always throw out a job posting. But, you know, finding time to recruit good talent and bring them on, talent that's going to help you build your business, things like that.
Yeah.
It takes time. And that time rarely does somebody have. And so, because they're trying to focus on things that they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where my value add comes in. It's kind of like, I can save you a lot of time and I can help you with this. Do you need me? Well, if you have a lot of time, you probably don't need me. But if you need somebody tomorrow that's really good, I can stop everything. I can find you that person, you know? And so, that's the value there. And then with GigMe, obviously, there's a lot of value in helping find people.
Yeah, when you need random Gatorade. Right.
I was pretty sick. So. I was actually surprised somebody picked it up.
That was a pretty sick solution for when you were sick.
Yeah, that was the most expensive Gatorade I ever bought.
Right.
But I would have paid even more.
Right. Just so you did not have to go to the store.
Right, exactly. Right.
And then, you know, potentially cause an epidemic because then you got other people sick at the store. Right.
So yeah. Greatest amount of good for the greatest amount of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And so. You want to add more value to the world.
Exactly.
So there you go. Right there. So
all day long.
Awesome. Well, again, this is Dan Greiner here with Full Circle Placements and GigMe. And Full Circle Placements recruiting. GigMe is a great app for if you need anything, you can get a college student or anybody. And so this is Matt Barbie with Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition. Thank you for joining us.